You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnitt, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan Flammer and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great this morning, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing great. Todd, how about you?
Above average.
Above average, which is pretty much your whole life. It's just above average.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't give me a hard time about that.
Oh, it's early yet. Trust me. We're just getting started. We have a fun show today, my friends. I want to welcome our first guest. Say hello to Bob Holmes, who is the business development manager with PPG Porter Paints. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure. Before we get into it, Bob, do take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
A little bit about my background. I started in the industry in 1976, give or take. I've been in the new construction residential side of the business with several companies since then, and I have been in the paint side of the business for over 15 years, and I currently obviously work for PPG Porter Paints today. I have been with Moen Fawcett Company previous to that, and that's pretty much been where I've done since 1976.
So tell us a little bit about PPG Porter Paints.
PPG Porter Paints, PPG acquired Porter Paints in 1999, but Porter Paints in itself has been in business since 1921, and we have probably over 300 some locations currently within the southeastern United States. Currently, we're part of PPG Industries, which is a bigger umbrella, which stands for Pittsburgh Plate Glass. We own companies like Pittsburgh Paints, Olympic Paints you might be familiar with, Olympic Stains, Monarch Paints out of Texas, and Iowa Paints out of the Midwest. But Porter Paints is a local southern based company.
I got to tell you, some folks like me are color challenged. When I go to paint a room in a house or paint the outside of my house, I'm basically clueless on trying to figure out what shade to pick. Help me. How do you go about making that kind of a decision?
Well, in my line of work, I always say ask your wife or ask someone else that has that has expertise in that. But in our side of the business, we do have tools available to help those that are challenged with paint selections. If you would go to our website at ppgpro.com, we have a Voice of Color website on that location where you can go in, and we have a couple different things that can help you select colors. If you go in there, it's got products and it's got trends. It tells you what's going on in the world of color. But more importantly, to help you with color selection, there is a paint visualizer on the website that you can download a photo of your room or your house or whatever you'd like, and you can plug in any one of the 1,900 plus colors that we have within our system. And it's a great tool to help you with selection of colors.
I just want to make sure I understand that. So I would take a photograph of the room that I want to paint or multiple rooms in my house and upload that to your site?
Yes, sir.
And then experiment with different shades?
And experiment with different colors. That's correct.
I might be able to do this with that kind of tool.
Even pretty
you
cool.
Could do that. Huh?
Yeah, it's a wonderful tool. We also have another one on there that's called the Color Sense Game. And the Color Sense Game helps people that are challenged. Well, I call it challenged with color, but it really points you in the direction of where you go color-wise based on your personality. It's basically a personality trait quiz, if you would. And you just answer. It takes about less than 10 minutes, and you're answering questions about what do you feel about this, what do you like about this. But it will put you in one of the color palettes that you tend to go towards. And we already have selected color palettes for you to choose from at that point.
I want to see Carol's color palette.
it, depending on the day of the week, it could be almost anywhere, Todd. That's pretty cool. So does that mean that gone are the days of builder beige or builders using more versatile color palettes in their homes now?
Well, now, if we're going to talk about new residential construction, we're going to talk about new residential construction versus repaint. New residential construction is in a couple different categories. You've got track builders, or better known as we call track builders, that build, you know, multiple homes of the same type of floor plan. And then you've got custom builders. Track builders tend to stick more to the off-white, tan type of colors in their homes, and there's a reason for that, because they have to warranty their homes for a year or better, and they like to be able to go in and do the repairs and touch up their walls and do all those wonderful things. When you're in a repaint mode, the tans and the whites are basically gone. Everybody's more into the bold colors, the darker colors, you know, all the different variants, trim colors. And so, yeah, we see a bigger selection of colors from residential repaint versus new. But the new home builders are getting into more colors. The trend's moving.
Well, continuing with the contrast between new construction and a repaint, I mean, color is obviously one thing. Are there other differences?
Well, yes, there is other differences in products itself. A new home builder, especially in a track side of the business, they like to use a flat wall paint that they can go in there and touch up in the middle of the wall. So when they have to do repairs or walkthroughs or home closings, they don't have to go in and repaint entire walls. And the other thing they like about that is in the one-year warranty, they don't have to go in and remove all your pictures and furniture if they have to do repairs. Whereas in a repaint, that's not necessarily the criteria. So you will find that they step it up to either a higher product finish with a more of a gloss on the wall, could be like an eggshell, could be even just an extremely higher-end flat that has more sheen on the wall that offers more washable, or if they want a washable paint or a scrubbable paint.
All right. We'll be back with Bob Holmes after this commercial break.
Are you looking to purchase a new home? Before you select your next dream home, be sure to call Academy Mortgage first. Our professional mortgage team has the experience and expertise to maximize savings, value, and wealth for each and every client while eliminating risk. Plus, we have the distinct advantage of being a direct lender. All processing, underwriting, and closings are handled locally. For more information, visit academymortgage.com.
And we're back with Bob Holmes, Business Development Manager with PPG Porter Paints.
So, Bob, you talked to us about washable paint, which is great if you have small kids. But what about thinking green and thinking safety? I know I read everywhere about low VOC paint, this, that, and the other. You know, what types of solutions do you have that address green or ecology?
Thank you for asking that question. We do have a lot of different products that address both the green movement. For those of you that are familiar with the LEED requirements or any of you familiar with different government requirements to meet all that, but we have several different products that meet either the low VOC requirement or the zero VOC requirement, which qualifies you for just about every green requirement there is out there. And every product that we carry basically in new construction today already meets the green requirements of under 50 VOCs for your residential interior latex flat paints, which is, we took the initiative as a company to go ahead and get all that done now so that we're not fighting over it, you know, 5 years from now when it becomes completely mandatory across the line.
In terms of quality or color selection, are those kind of, I don't want to say restrictions necessarily, but the consciousness of the environmental impact in green, is that, do you have to step up the quality, color choices restricted by that in any way?
No, actually the green movement is all about VOCs, which stands for volatile organic compounds. And that's really what the green movement is. It's reducing the VOCs in the atmosphere. So the paint products are designed so that you release less of it than it was, say, 5 years ago. So you have certain requirements that you have to meet. Color, you can still make any color in the palette in the same products.
So speaking of color, one of my favorite topics, what are the hot colors this year? I know every year new colors come out, but what are we looking at in 2012? And any ideas of what's going to be hot for 2013?
I wish I could give you a better answer on what the hot colors were, but we have over 20 color consultants within a company that specialize in that. I get to see what they come up with, but I will tell you that this year, the only thing that I have seen in their color trends are you're starting to see more oranges and reds and bright greens and yellows. Some of those bright, vibrant colors is what's coming back. And that's what the trend so far has been for 2012. I haven't seen 2013 yet.
I've heard a little bit about this Home Vantage program. What's that all about?
The Home Vantage program applies primarily to new residential builders. It is a program that we have within PPG that helps our builders that we work with or builders that we want to work with marketing tools and color tools and programs for them where they have model home issues. And we offer, like I said, a color consultant comes out and helps them pick their exterior or interior colors for their palettes that they're offering to the home buyers. And it also puts us in a position to be a trusted advisor where we help them recommend products for their applications or substrates that they're painting on their houses or homes because that constantly changes. So we write specifications for them. And it's just a small list of all the marketing tools that we can give to them to help them sell more homes.
Now I'm going to ask you for a piece of advice. I mean, I've got a pretty good friend of mine who's a painting professional. And if I'm going to get my house painted, I'm basically going to turn the whole job over to him because I know him and trust him. But the typical person, I mean, how should you depend on your professional painter? Should you get involved in the kind of decisions about what kind and color of paint you want? What's your take on that?
I think everyone should always get involved to see what your painter is recommending, just to make sure that he's recommending a quality product that you want to put on your home. There are different levels of product, meaning, you know, you've got paints that cost $50 a gallon and you got paints that cost $20 a gallon. And so he can explain the differences and how much you really want to pay to have your job done. But at the end of the day, I think everyone should get involved, but you should seek the advice of your painter. Hopefully he will steer you in the right direction.
Towards Porter.
Towards Porter. That's right. And for us, you know, it's PPG Porter Paints, where every job matters. And the reason we have Every Job Matters is just so that we can help fulfill that with all the painters and homeowners, where we can give you the right advice.
So we've talked a lot about paint colors and different trends and styles, but if I'm looking to buy Porter paint, where do I go? How do I find out where the closest store is?
Well, I would have you go to www.ppgpro.com, and you will find a search box for all of our PPG locations. We have over 30 in the state of Georgia alone. So you can find virtually every piece of information that you need about Porter Paints on that website.
Outstanding. Well, Bob, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you? And once again, where can they get information on PPG Porter Paints?
www.ppgpro.com, and you can get a hold of me at rholmes@ppg.com, or you can certainly call me at 770-634-2003.
Bob Holmes, Business Development Manager with PPG Porter Paints. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
No, thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Well, it was our pleasure. All right, we'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
So, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, Todd, this one is one that you and Todd will like a lot. If you're looking for extra space for your family,
then basements. Are we going
you
to
already
basements?
No, you've got an ESP going on today. Yes, we're going to basements. Beezer Homes at Overlook at Hampton Station, which is in Canton, is offering buyers half off basements on eligible homes. This is through September.
Half off a basement. Now, eligible, what does that mean?
So eligible means it has to be one of the homes that, well, first of all, it has to have a basement, and it has to be on their list of homes.
Okay, that sounds like something. You just got to go look at it and grab one up before they're gone.
Yeah, you better hurry because they're priced at $169.9.
Get out.
So a home, the price point at $169.9 with a half-off basement, that's a pretty awesome deal. And Canton's such a great place.
I like Canton. And I'm also curious about, I mean, how many bedrooms, bathrooms you get in these things?
So 3 to 5 bedrooms and 2 to 3.5 bathrooms. So lots of space there.
That hits me as perfect for the young, growing family. You got lots of space to move or company.
Yeah, and everyone's going to love this, too. These homes are 100% Energy Star, so your energy savings could be as much as 28%.
I'll tell you what, I don't think I'd buy a new home. I don't think I'd even consider buying one that was not Energy Star. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, with today's code requirements, all homes are more energy efficient than they used to be, but it's phenomenal to see when you get in these 100% Energy Star homes how much you can really save. So, Delaney, this neighborhood has a number of really cool amenities. Would you like to share what those are with our listeners?
Yes, the community also has a clubhouse with an exercise facility and theater room, a competition-sized swimming pool, children's splash area, mushroom water fountain, super slide, 4 lighted tennis courts, and an activity ball court.
The mushroom fountain. That does it for me right there.
Shoot, I know those are for kids, but I want some of those Bennies. That's some great stuff.
I know, they're really fun, aren't they? Mm-hmm. And then Overlook at Hampton Station is located close to I-575 as well as Highway 20. And there's lots of restaurants, which you all know I'm all about, and shops. Restaurants, shops, park, entertainment venues, and healthcare centers that are nearby.
What's not to like?
I'm telling you what.
$169.9, half off the basement, 3+ bedrooms. Holy cow.
Great amenities. Great amenities in Canton.
In Canton.
So, Carol, where can people get more information on this?
Well, they can get more information by visiting Beezer.com, and they should hurry in to take advantage of these great homes before they're gone.
Outstanding. All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Darren Price, the sales manager for Perrin Homes. Welcome to the show, Darren.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure, Darren. Before we get into it, do take a second and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Okay. I'm actually a 20-year veteran of the Atlanta new housing industry. I spent most of my time with Dozier Properties. Dozier, unfortunately, went out of business last December, and I was fortunate enough to get on with Perrin Homes early spring. and it's been great working with the people over at Perrin Homes.
So tell us a little bit more about Perrin Homes.
Perrin Homes was started by a gentleman named David Smith, who people in the industry know as Butter. If you ask people if they know David Smith, they'd be like, who? But if you say Butter, they'll be like, oh, Butter. he's an interesting guy, as his name pretty much tells you everything you need to know about him. But he also is a 20-year industry veteran. His most recent stint was with Crown Communities, where he was a senior level construction. He had a senior level construction position there. And Butter had the opportunity to go and purchase lots in some of the best subdivisions around Atlanta at very, very low prices. Most of the lots were bank foreclosed lots. And we've gone in there, and the sales are great.
It's been a tough couple of years for builders. You don't need me to tell you that. But Perrin Homes obviously has survived and thrived. I'm sure a lot of it has to do with Butter.
Yes.
But what else? What else sets you apart?
Well, I think the locations of our communities is really what sets us apart. Of course, you know, when they do their research on the lots, schools is the number one priority. And then after that, the actual community. And my big fear when I came on was, you know, I go into these communities that at one time may have been $400,000 to $600,000 communities, and we're starting from the mid twos or in some cases less than that. And I was wondering how the neighbors were going to react to us, but they are so sick of looking at vacant lots that they're so happy that we're in there. And Butter builds such a quality product. And I think, you know, most people understand the economy and housing and so on and so forth. And we can only build what we can get appraisals for in today's market. So I think it's the location more than anything.
Yeah. Do you have a problem fitting in with the neighborhood? I mean, how do you do that? I mean, if you have what was a $500,000 neighborhood five or six years ago with a 200, how do you blend?
Well, we do try to match the architecture and the communities. There are some where we work very, very close with the HOA, and it at times can be pretty difficult. You know, they have different expectations then, and we have to alter our floor plans in some of the different communities to, you know, to satisfy the HOA.
Well, speaking of floor plans, what's hot out there? Master up, master down, ranch plans. What are they looking for?
Bedrooms on the main, oftentimes masters on the main, which we have our Christina plan, which offers that. But several of our other plans, we offer bedrooms on the main. And that's one request we get a lot. And I would say the other thing that's hot out there is you know, that what we do is we do executive level finishes on the home. People come in standard. You see your granite countertops and all the crown molding and, you know, all that type of stuff that you would expect in a higher price subdivision. They now kind of expect it in a lower price.
How about outside? I mean, we're living in a climate where outdoor living is a big deal. We're coming up on that time of year again.
Yes.
What kind of things are folks looking for in the backyard, et cetera?
Well, you know, it actually depends on the different areas. We have some communities where we have, you know, real nice amenity packages, and some areas where they're just small communities without amenities. So it really just depends on the lifestyle you're looking for. I get people call me all the time and say, I'm just looking for a small, like 20, 25 home community. I just want that. And, you know, of course, with those, we don't have the amenities and all that. So, you know, we try to have a little bit for everybody.
So speaking of amenities, do you offer swim tennis neighborhoods, or are those a thing of the past?
We do. We are one of our newest communities, Hollowstone. We just opened up the pool just in time for summer to end. But but the existing homeowners were definitely very happy that we were able to go in there and open up the pool for them. They were able to enjoy it a little bit, you know, this summer. So we do. It depends on the community.
Okay, I need to move back inside. One look at me, and you know that the kitchens are important.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about what kind of things folks are looking for in kitchens and what you have to offer.
The biggest thing that I'm hearing in kitchens these days that was maybe different in years past is people love these espresso cabinets, these dark cabinets. And that's something that, you know, this trend's come and go through the years. But right now, dark cabinets are in. Granite countertops, people love the openness into family rooms, and most of our plants are open. Island cabinets are very, very popular. And large pantries. Our homes typically will have 5-6 bedrooms, so you're going to want to have pantries to be able to feed a lot of people.
All right, we'll be back with Darren Price after this commercial break. At Academy Mortgage, we understand the process of obtaining a home loan can be intimidating, so we strive to make the loan process simple and pleasant for everyone involved. Academy's products and streamlined process offer more competitive rates and a wider selection of products to facilitate the variety of needs for our clients. With all this talent under one roof, why would anyone go elsewhere? For more information, visit academymortgage.com. All right, and we're back with Darren Price, sales manager with Perrin Homes.
So, Darren, we've talked a little bit about what's popular in homes and that you've got these great communities all across town, but where specifically can homebuyers find your communities?
Well, we have a large portion of our communities are in that Grayson-Loganville area, and it's a really strong market over there. We're doing very, very well. We can't build them fast enough, actually, over there, and we're able to get appraisals and things like that, where I've run into some problems in some other areas with issues like that. But actually, we've got communities all the way to Noonan, that's just getting ready to open up, Heritage Ridge. And we've got communities up in North Fulton. And within the next few months, we'll be up in Paulding County, as well as Henry County, as well as Athens. So we're going to be very, very spread out really quick. It's exciting.
Shifting gears a little bit, Darren, how should I pick a builder? You know, let's say I'll use myself as an example. Got the big home. The family's grown and gone, looking to downsize. How do I know what builder I want? What should I look for?
I would actually go into a neighborhood and try to talk to people who have purchased homes from that particular builder and kind of get a sense of the type of person that the builder is. And you know, Butter, I've seen him give out a cell phone number to purchasers and things like that that you don't see a lot of builders do. And the thing about the building industry over the last 20 years, you hear a lot of horror stories out there about builders. And the thing that is most of them are true. I mean, we had everyone at one time was a builder. Every plumber became a home builder. Every developer became a home builder. So now with the new licensing process that they have to go through, I think it's kind of cleaned up some of the issues that some of the builders who left buyers high and dry in the past, and you see a lot more quality building out there. But really, I think our best publicity is our existing homeowners.
You mentioned a minute ago that you're starting up construction all over Metro Atlanta. Doesn't that pose a few challenges as well? I'm picturing poor Butter in his truck,
yes,
zipping from one end of Atlanta to the other.
It's a huge challenge, and not just for us, but for all builders who are coming back now. You know, you don't want to hire too many people too quick, so you kind of have all your people spread thin. We had a superintendent who was working in South Fulton, Noonan, Douglasville, and North Fulton. And I think he lives in Gwinnett or something. So, I mean, how do you do that? You spend your whole day in the car. And so, you know, we're slowly bringing on more help to alleviate those problems. And as we continue to expand geographically, we are going to have to expand it with employees and things like that.
Today's buyer in general, today's consumer seems to be pretty discount focused.
Yes.
I actually read an article the other day that, you know, big retailers have hurt themselves because now they've created this whole mentality that unless it's 50 to 70% off, no one's going to buy it. Do you see the same thing in the home building industry? Are you having to offer lots of incentives to entice buyers?
I will say that one of the very first questions we get is, what incentives are you offering? You know, it's our salespeople do a pretty good job at overcoming that question. We do offer incentives. Builder pays 3% closing costs. Different areas, we have different incentives. We're getting ready to start a subdivision up in Lawrenceville called Emerson Place, and the first 5 buyers will get stainless steel appliances or a free central vac system. Some areas in South Fulton, we're offering a $2,000 selling agent bonus to entice the co-op community a little bit down there.
You say folks are always asking for incentives. I believe that. I got to believe also that folks ask about green these days. Talk a little bit about what you're doing in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, our homes are very energy efficient. And surprisingly, I don't get that question as much as you would think, as much as it's in the, you know, the press and whatnot. Most people today are still kind of focused on price or price per square foot. You know, they want to get the biggest house they can for the cheapest amount of money. And a lot of times when you start getting all that those green items in there, it really jacks the price up. And people don't actually want to buy it, you know, buy those things.
Well, speaking of price, talk to us a little bit about financing. Do you have special financing or preferred lenders, or how does that work with Perrin Homes?
We do have preferred lenders. It's no surprise, though, in the industry that most of our buyers come in, they've already been pre-qualified with their own lender. We do work with outside lenders. We do try to get our approved lenders to at least look at each file so we can make sure that we do have a good buyers. You know, ever since I've been in this industry, I've worked off an approved lender list, and I would say 90% of my financing problems have been with mortgage companies that are not on my approved lender list. So we really do try to steer people towards our lenders list, but you know, we have to keep an open mind that people have already invested time and money with another lender.
Well, Darren, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Perrin Homes?
Okay, well, you can visit us at our website, which is www.perrinhomes.com. That's PARANHOMES.com. Or feel free to give me a call directly. My phone number is 770 770-927-7150. Once again, that's 770-927-7150.
All right. Darren Price, sales manager for Perrin Homes. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Great. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Okay. Well, it was fun. That wraps today's show. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's show, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Bob Holmes and Darren Price, show producer Delaney Young, my co-host Carol Morgan Flammer, and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.